This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. People across the U.S. have weighed in on the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in which High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, who accuses him of sexual assault when they were teenagers, have testified. AP's Tim McGuire reporting.
Millions watched as the Senate Judiciary Committee heard first from Christine Blasey Ford and then Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She's saying she is 100% certain he sexually assaulted her as teenagers, while he says he's 100% certain of his innocence.
We just don't know what happened, and I don't think we're ever going to.
To hear her say, you know, I wasn't going to say anything until I absolutely knew that he was a real candidate, because she didn't want to bring that sort of attention to herself, I think is the exact sort of sentiment that a lot of people have felt.
University of Minnesota law professor Sharon Sandeen says guilt or innocence aside, Kavanaugh should have dropped out.
If you're going to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, you have to be above reproach.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Senate Judiciary Committee plans to vote on Kavanaugh's nomination today, and if approved, will send it to the entire Senate. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Iran of maintaining a secret nuclear weapons storage facility in Tehran. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif rejected Netanyahu's presentation as, in his words, arts and crafts show. Iran has routinely said it has a nuclear weapons program. As authorities in Cameroon investigate crimes that appear to have been committed by government soldiers in the far north, the U.S. military is calling for accountability, continues to provide training to its Cameroonian counterparts. A U.S. government-funded program trains military legal advisors to advise human rights principles and promote security. This is VOA News.